Bolei is down on the upper piece. That's one of these explanations on the board. But it is Bolei as a grade of the other piece. That's what we mentioned last time, that all of these that Teirim only apply to Dami. They don't apply to other ingredients. So even if you saw trade with kosher, the Dami, the trade won't have to the kosher, but the juice, the gravy, the trade will have to the kosher, the Dami, the Iker, of trade meat. And therefore, it will become trace. It will become trace, kidei klipa. Because malicha asr kidei klipa. Abala makshira malucha vatresa fela. But, like we saw previously, if the kosher one is maliach and the trace one is tafel, then muteris vadachav lo klipa. Then it's mutter, just wash it off, it doesn't need klipa. Because we know the salty one he missed. And the non-salty one absorbs. But the non-salty one doesn't emit. So if the trace is not salty, then it's okay. Being nothing sure lamala, being Mr. Lamata, doesn't matter which is on bottom, which is on top. The Yesh Misha Ota, this is the sheet of the Ran we saw, the noting that Zeh, the Tzover, Shalohu Tru'ela, the Omde, the Son of the Desha, Plata, Shalzeh, no God for Zeh. Right, the Ran is Macha. He said the Heter of Tahor Meluach, the Tami Kapel, the Heter that if the trace is unsalted, it doesn't emit, is only if they're not touched. But if they're touching, then at the point where they're touching, the salt of the kosher goes onto the trace, and also you emits something from the trace. Uvet trace from loaf of kosher double after you chayyam the osur ayin lekamen etc. The sikum. Now we talked in Ramah at the end is not sure that if the trace from the salt is even if they're not touching, the juice of the salty trace one trickles to the kosher one and answers it. If the trace one is unsalted, then if they're not touching, it's okay because nothing comes out of the trace. But if they're touching, then the trach one also gets a little salt, and juice comes out of the trach one, and asks the kosher one. We're makra that way unless there's a hefsid. Shas says hefsid meruba, or Eger says regular hefsid. But we're makra that way normally, shalom from hefsid. The shach is Yuches, just at the nice sort of sikum here, which also comes up a little later. He talks about all the things, whether they're derisive or abundant, in case you need to know for stakas. He says, dam in all these cases only drabbanim. Because we know, dam shemofo is only also drabbanim. See, our gravy of trace things, of trace meat, is the oraisa. That's tamke ikra, the gravy of trace meat. But, see, our dugim fame is only drabbanan. Gravy of trace fish, the special din, that is only me drabbanan. So that might come in handy sometimes. So if dalit, hadam rin deino osa lukide klifa, hainu shishdein kuchushos. When do we say malicha only asa lukide klifa? This is also chazara for us from Basmachal Tarobas. When they're both lean, abon asa mishmeina, but one of them is. Fatty, apilam achatifa treifa kushva achatifa shir shemina mifapeya itzer bechula. Right, no matter which one, if the treif is fat, then it's mifapeya through the whole kosher. The kosher is fat; it fattens the treif, and then the treif is mifapeya through the whole kosher, as we know. And ma'isa treifa lukolamatim shemitzar gomer. But if you want to ask for more than a treif, you know you can only ask for more than a treif. The hot one is on the bottom, shemitzar gomer. So only if the salty one is on the bottom, can we ask for kulo? Because the Machaber holds the rules of Tatani law applies to salty. So that points out that the Ramah actually passes later on that the rules of Tatani law don't apply to salty, so it doesn't matter what's up and what's down. If they're fast, then they're usher b'kulo. Hey, also quickly, Yeshomer, Shabash, Nimlach, Usher, oh, actually, here we get back to real movies and Yanim. Yeshomer, the Yeshomer, the Rashba says his Rebbeim, some of his Rebbeim said this. That you can't leave butter that was salted for longer than in the salt for longer than 12 hours. Then it will go back and be bolei its own dam. So what's the core of this? How does this tie into the lumbus we started with? Who do these Rebbeim of the Rashba seem to agree with? Right? If you left it salted for more than, this is a more than sign, 12 hours. If you left it salted for more than 12 hours, so should this be a problem or not? How should this depend on the lumbus? According to the new time, should this be a problem? Mishra Shard? No, should be mud. Why? Because the dam is still slipping. Who cares how many hours you've been? The dam slips off. What about the other chuck? And if you say it's because of Ivy's current lip with Lovali, then what did you say? You say that's Ivy's current lip look. Oh, that's right. Lip look. Fibu Sir. Lovali, as long as he's pulling something, it's not Molay. But if it's stopping Polay, then not only should it be Molay from the shell, it should be Polay from itself. So maybe then it should be opposite.
And this is the first day. Or if you say based on I can pull it down the steer of the day.
Pull it down with all of the animal. Only if one thing pulling steer is abstaining from absorbing down. But if it stopped being fully clear, then it should absorb the dam again. So this is the Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber. Says it's other. Now, how should we paskin then? Should we paskin like this Yesh Omrim logically? Well, which reason do we really paskin like? Do we paskin like Mishra Shoyer? We really paskin like mainly the day of I can turn live with Lavali or I didn't pull it down today, pull it down follow me out. So you think that maybe we should start saying that we should paskin like this other day. So let's continue. It says, V'yesh matirim, but many we show them are matir. Lashos of milk, apil kamigil. You can leave it salted for however long you want. Ula chakila yesh lachash libri yosrin. So look, chakila makes sense for koshish to the yosrin. Bidi eved, mutter, but bidi eved, it's mutter. Bidi eved, we're matir. So look, chakila, we're koshish to the yosrin. But for the Eved, we're matzer. Now, it's a little funny. Why for the Eved are we matzer? That doesn't seem to match our sheet, though. Certainly we'll see the Ramah later. The only Hatera we really are set are based on you pulling something. Either that as long as you're pulling, the warmest you can absorb, or as long as you're pulling, you'll also be pulling what you get from elsewhere. But after 12 hours, if it's not pulling anything, it's sort of funny. Why are we making Bidi Eved here? So the Shach and the Taz, the Shach and the Taz deal with this, and they point out that it could be that we have some more sudden to be made here. What's the more sudden to be made here? After all, this is reminiscent of the Mike and the Rashi, right? So it could be that even if you hold the longest, that the heter is based on turn the mitzvah, could be the here is mutter for a different reason. And what's the different reason here? That there's a shita in the let's stick with the maybe we'll stick with the shach for now. That there's a shita, the mind of the Rashi that says, right, Rashi is maker, he says, after it already finished. The malicha, there's not really any maticha anymore, right? It used up its talk. So maybe there's another reason to rely on here. That the dam used up its talk after 12 hours. The melech used up its talk after 12 hours. So after 12 hours, so it can't be nivla anymore. And even though it's really major like the mice and Rashi, we don't say the dam used up its talk. It can't. Cause an absorption anymore. But over here, there are other stuff that will happen also. You can say Mishra Sharet, you can say there's only a tiny bit of dam, you can say maybe all the dam actually fell off within 12 hours. Since we have many other stuff that will happen here, we're actually making against what you would say just based on the nice chart, even though you can do the happy to be master like the Rabosa Kolarashva, because really, we don't believe, we only have here we accept in this sense, are based on being totally clear. But nonetheless, there are so many other stuff that we make here. That we're making nonetheless. And now here is one of the main nafkaminas of these reasons. Here's where the fight really gets fought. Yesh osim leitin. Basar shlo nimlach klal. Osim nimlach kolakol domo. And basar shlo nimlach kodem pleitas dam. Some people say, osim, you can't put totally unsalted meat next to meat that's in the middle of the salting process. Or meat that already finished being salted. Right, it finished being salted, went for 12 hours, or else it went for 18 minutes, and then you washed it, so you ended the salting. Next, the meat is in the middle of the salting process. Because if it's not horrid lift load, it will be bole. So what actually makes sense to be the sheepness here? So let's think about this case. Here we have, right, put unsalted meat with salting meat, or to put previously salted meat. Again, what is previously salted? Means you already salted it once, and it finished the process. It went for 12 hours, or you washed up all the salt. Previously salted meat with your regular halachically salting meat. Right? Salting. So should that be a problem or not? What do you think the shita should be? If you were being a kam, mishra shark, what would you pop in?
Was this okay or not? What would you say? If you were Beis Hakam? Usher? It's okay, Dom is missing. Dom is slippery. He won't go into anything.
Right? So then it should be.
Mutter. What if you were the Dayan Tosos mentioned at the beginning of the Chavar? The head of Dayan Tosos, if the Torah's lip load won't be belay. What would you say in this case? Totally Usher, it's not Torah's lip load. Either it's never assaulted, or it was assaulted previously and ended, but right now it's not being pulled at anything. Torah's lip load is when you salt both pieces. One piece is salted and the other isn't.
Not Torah's lip load.
What if you held like this, Yesh Omer, that there's a Kibolo Katoso? There's a Kibolo Katoso, principle of Kibolo Katoso. What would you say? What if you held from Kibolo Katoso? It should be Mutter. If you resolve it, right? Because right now it's not solved. But they would say it absorbs the dam, but you can get the dam out by resolving it. Yeah, Kibshmiya. It doesn't have to be simultaneously. I know until now we've dealt with words simultaneously. But a lot of that doesn't have to be simultaneously. Just like Pop, Kibolokap Polto, even later. Like right there, Kibolokap Polto, even later. What if you held that? Only I need to pull a dam of its surety day, pull a dam of the Alamo? What would you say if you held that, Shita? What? Same as previous, you're saying Mutter. How do you think we'll be good? Is Josh right? How right is Josh? What percentage? Logically. Logically, is Josh right or wrong? Tell me. Miles tells us logically Josh is half right. Why do you say half right? If it's unsalted meat that you put there, then it still has all its original dam. So if you go back and salt it, then it'll be fully salted and the dam absorbs the other thing. But if it's previously salted meat, then it has none of its own juices left. It has none of its own dam left. So you can't go back and fix it. It's not called the dam of the day anymore. The dam of the day was gone a long time ago. Ah, but it only, the salt only gets out dam if it's getting out its internal dam. It can also get out externally acquired dam. But it has no more internal dam left. Ah, so let's make the assumption previously salted, and so this was tricky. If you look, this is the comment I gave you. I summarized, I think, the shach. I gave you someone who somebody made the verhete tazayin says, you have to say this case is that previously salted and only zero. Or previously salted, and you washed it so that the rest of the sear isn't going to leave anymore. Right, so maybe that Josh wasn't totally wrong. Let's assume we say previously salted, there's no more sear to go anywhere. There's nothing more to go after. And what would you say? And I think the same would be true for the remarriage. He says only one of its own dam is coming out, the other dam can come out. So if it's unsalted, its own dam will come out, and the other dam. And if it was salted a year ago, or a day ago, or then, let's say for sure, it was salted more than 12 hours ago, then its own dam can't come out, so it can't get the externally acquired dam. So let's see now how we're going to pocket. If this is the lay of the land, let's see how we're going to pocket. So, the Shofnar says, Yesh Oster, some people say it's Oster, to have both Buster Shul and Minwa filed, and for these Yesh Omer, Oster, and these Yesh Oster are the Rashba and the Rashba. They say Usher for both Busser Shul Nimlach Fowl and Busser Shinimlach and Pulla Kozar. In Busser Shinimlach Fowl and Playtas of Dam. The Fisha Busser Shul Nimlach and Shinimlach Pulla Kozar Kozar. Well, they are actually going to pay a because this meat that's been previously salted or never salted will be Volea from the Dam that comes out of the other piece. So that's the Data 1. Data 1 says it's Usher. Data 1 might be, I mean, you could also say that there's losing simultaneous and not simultaneous, but Data 1, the simplest way to say is that, you know, maybe this is, maybe Data 1 holds there's only a heter IED TARD. But here, when it's not TARD, there's no heter whatsoever. That's one way to explain Data 1. Data 1 has to be the Rashba and the Rabbah. Now let's see Data 2. The Yesh Matirim Al Yidei Malicha Shein Lechen Macharka Oz Yat Lekol Dam Shebala. Some people are master if you go back and resolve this
Because then it'll be matzlit all the dam that it absorbed. Ziyesh matir. What? So the shock is playing toward the ziyesh matir, and these ziyesh matir are the safer true and remediyon. That's day two. Safer true and remediyon. The shock is playing these ziyesh matir are matter only in the unsalted meat. That's what it says. Why? It's a lashon. I'll say malicious, you look at a heart that can naturally be salted later, because it's not salted yet. So they're matter the unsalted meat. So this day of death is holding like a safer tumor of major yoga. Like one of these two sheets. Right? That means I need to put it in Paladami today, Paladama Balami Alpha. So therefore it says they this day of death says the major in the unsalted meat. Then they give them. The age material the whole there. Some people matter all the cases. So what's the day of Gimel holding like? Who's the third day of holding like? Yeah, day Aleph is Rashba and the Rashba. Day of Bed is the Sefer of Truma and the Rebbe Yonah. Who's day of Gimel holding like? Yesh Matir and Rechol Zeh. What? By Tom Kabul Kapolto. So Josh says day of Gimel is the Yesh Omen Shever Rashba. Just as like the shot, they give all the Yesh Omer Shever Rashba. He says, it's more than all the cases as long as you resolve it. But then want to be a little more diet, like the Grava, then want to say Deir Gimel is? Then want to say Deir Gimel is like Rebbe of Tam. What's the Nakamita of Deir Gimel? That if Yesh Matir recalls that even without going back and solving it. And that's a little mazuyik in the Machaber, right? It doesn't even got solving it. Yesh Matir recalls that. So the Grava, yeah, I'm not going to be Machaber, Roshi, Ben, Martin Gedolin, because the Grava, very diet of Tam, to serve Yesh Matir recalls that stuff. That must be like Rebbe of Tam, the Dan Mishra Shur. Lemaisa, how do we complicate it? So the Machaber says, Lechatila Yesh Lachosh Ledivrei Ha'ostrin, Lechatila Vermachir, meaning Lechatila don't do it. But Bidi Evet, right? Lechatila Vermachir, we just say don't do it. But Bidi Evet, we hold like the most major day, although we're not sure exactly which day that is. So the Chatzila, it's not exactly clear which day of the Machaber is Makalite. Either the Eben is making total Bolokot fold, so anything absorbed through salting comes out through salting. Or maybe the Ramah's only master like Mr. Sharp. It doesn't really rely on it, right? Where did I put down my Mr. Sharp? Oh, on the old chart? Yeah. Oh, read that red in red? Exactly. What was down when I wrote in red exactly? I wrote Ramaz Machal Chasima. Okay. One more second. Fine. So it could be. Oh, that's it. Okay, so Machaber, according to the Gra, says you can rely on this in the Eved. So the Machaber has a big kula in the Eved. Lemaika is unclear which kula he has. Is it that nothing will ever absorb down, that's Mishra Sharik, or is that anything that does absorb down can only get rid of it through the Vola Kapol? A big kula in it. What is the Ramah in Lemaika? The Ramah says that Vatilu Bidi Eved, no Hagim, Lethro, and Nafal Bashagar, Kalakal Dolphin, Seward, the Bashal Shah, that Shir Malikha. Even Bidi Eved, we answer, even Bidi Eved, we answer, if previously salted meat falls into the seer. But Bidi Eved, we're master, unsalted. So what is the I apologize. Okay. Bidi Eved, let's go back. Bidi Eved will make you if unsalted meat is next to the meat that's salted. But we're mashmir on the previously salted meat.
So who does the Rambam seem to be who does the Rambam seem to be holding like? He says b'di'eved we're makel on the unsalted meat, but we're makel on the previously salted meat. So he seems to be makel like this where the Taz gets it from, right? This is exactly what the Taz says here. The Taz says that he's holding like this data. The Rambam really paskins like the day of the Paladam, the dirty day, Paladam of Olami Alma, that the Rambam is paskins made for a din, like the day of that if it hadn't been fully salted yet, then when it gets rid of its own dam, it'll get rid of the dam that comes in from something else. But he's not making like a new time. And he's not making like the Isha Amru. It's one thing that's clear. Ramah rejects this, and Ramah also rejects this, because you can't rely on this. So the Ramah rejects it, and the time rejects the Isha Amru. The Rashi seems to be holding up, like the Dane Tosfos has said, it'll absorb, but it'll also get rid of it as long as it has its own stuff to get rid of. The shot here of, said a little differently, the Shach got one of these ones, which are this Ramah a little differently, that a novel Basar Shekhar, so that's how Taz interprets this Ramah, and that seems to be, seems to make sense, that's Ramah. The question is just, whether Ramah also reads that if I did turn Liflo, Tafilutir, Lobo. And that's, and that's not so clear. The pasha, it seems to be written in the pasha. The shot says it's a little later also. So let's come back to the second. Let's do one more line. The yesh omen, we said 12 hours of tzir. She told me 8 bucks. She didn't fully tzir. Some people say for 24 hours of fully tzir. And the another comes from Adela also. She didn't have to show that she released that in the answer. Therefore, if within 24 hours it touches meat that's still sending out the blood in the first 18 minutes, it's not ulcer. The thing though, again, we rely on these 24 hours. After Mach of Shane has to Maruva, Yesh Ma'atu Akar Shane as we show. The Kotel Zayma Akar Tav. So, the Hath of Maruva we're making on 24 hours, so there's no Hath of Maruva that we're only making based on, that we're only making for 12 hours. So the Hath of Maruva is 24 hours. Shalom the Hath of Maruva. We are, the Lobe has to move up, we're only making for 12 hours. Now the Shafir comments, just along with David, at the end, he points out to Kaven Chipoli Sir in a Bolea, that within 24 hours, the has to move, or within 12 hours, is a Chipoli Sir, it's not Bolea. I did for Liflo Lobo. So here just we can go on the sheet, because which principles really apply to Liflo. Let's do Nishra Sharik. The Machaber might rely on unclear. We Ashkenazim certainly don't rely on it, but we're master for lechatila not to turn the holes upside down. I heard Liflo a few zero volley. The Machaber says explicitly relies on this. According to the Shach, the Rama also relies on this. That if it's turned Liflo zero, it's not only anything. Kibola kafoso, as a general rule, the Machaber might rely on, but we Ashkenazim certainly don't. I can call it dam zero today. Call it dam follow me alma. The Ramah, the Taz tells us that the Ramah relies on it, seems to be actually, I mean, everyone seems to agree, Lechora, that, here, everyone seems to agree the Ramah relies on it. So he says, if unsalted meat falls into, unsalted meat is next to salting meat, and it gets done, it'll come out when you salt the meat. So Halakha L'maisa, we rely on, I even call it down with Sirji Day, call it down with Olamei Allah. And quite possibly also, but unclear on Ivan's hard Liflo, Lobo. But we don't rely on the, we actually don't rely on the other stars at all. That's the sort of bottom line of the mic. And the Chatzila, okay, that's enough. So let's review that one for a second. In this case, Le Chatzila, you shouldn't put any other meat with the salting meat. You're salting salt. Then when you're not salting, keep them covered. Or the fridge. Then the Eved, we Ashkenazim Paskin, if you put previously salted meat with your Melicha, it's going to absorb it and it'll never come out of the tray.
If you put unsalted meat with your melicha, then the absorbed bun will come out again, so you'll be okay. And how long is meat pulling there? 24 hours, if you really have some ruva, but 12 hours in a normal case. Okay. Any questions? For how long is it still being pulled in here?
Which would have the test.
Right, which would have the test. Correct.
And the focus about whether you wash it within 24 hours.
Ah, so if you wash it within 24 hours, it's a bit of a machlokas. So that's a good point. What about washing within the 24 hours? That is a bit of a machlokas. The shackles, and we're masking like this, that if you wash it within the 24 hours, it stops being pulled in here and you lose the test. So we'll see. You just rinse it a little low. Really seriously wash it within 24 hours, then you lose the hefter because it ends the plate. For 12 hours at least. The bottom piece is still being fully seared. Oh, this is not a real shita. This has to go, I apologize, this has to go in one of these two directions. Yeah, this is not like a shita in and of itself. Because it can't be, because then every time I put a piece on another piece, I'll be in trouble. So the their mother continues. The kodesh was that ilah after 12. Before 12 hours, there's no need to be machmir at all. It's for sure fully serious. For sure, okay. The kodesh came along with a cup, doing up the tzermash and also for sure. If it wasn't salted at all, even if it wasn't the serious, no problems. It wasn't salted at all. But when you salt it, I think that it'll be fully done today. It'll be fully done by the meal. So that's for sure, okay. Everyone agrees that our mother by the heifer. Of I need to pull it down today, pull it down Habololiyam. Darmina, al yidei she yippo down today, yippo down to yivash Habolim Rokam Ahe, right? Right, although perhaps not for she or Misha, but even if it pulled in for 2 minutes, yeah. Va'afil nivla kabasu lo shayda shirulicha. What if you spoke to me and it's within the, it's not even a shirulicha, it's within the 18 minutes. Will be fully done. The knuckle will sear and it falls into sear. Now, here it's actually a little different. It's falling into bloody juice. It's not just on another piece. So, you should be master if it hasn't sat for 24 hours. So, let's review the case again. If you have meat that's in the middle of being fully done and it falls into bloody juice, for 24 hours, that's kosher. Comes from the kosher, it's cooked in down. Also, but for less than 24 hours, it's okay. Why is it okay for less than 24 hours? So now, this is actually a new halacha. So if you think about it, what was the din of meat that was salting in a cliche in Noam Nukam? When did it become kosher? After? What? After how long? Shear? Rudicha? The shear of how long it would take to boil water. Right? That's kavash b'sir, salty brine. Kavash happens after the shear of how long it takes to boil water. So this Ramah is a little funny. The portion of the figure so is wrong. What does Ramah say again? Here I have red juice here. Right? Putting your redder if you must. And into it falls a piece within the first 18 minutes. And it sits there for, I don't know, 15 minutes. So the Ramah said, no problem, as long as it doesn't sit there for a day, no problem. Oh, we learned, if you're molasses, which is going to it won't become straight after the amount of time it takes to boil water. So why don't we use the Ramah to be killed? So they can be shot. Well, point out. So we're going to do the new case we haven't dealt with. So far, we've dealt with the clean the new cup. Is there a sear in the clean the new cup?
No.
I don't think the call is here, obviously. You know, there's not a fool in here. It goes out of the call. And Klisha ain't a good. But here's a new case. What about a clean new cob that has two spirits? A clean new cob that has a swimming pool in it. How could a clean new cob have a swimming pool in it? Because not always are the holes big enough for the blood to flow out as quickly as it's being created. Right? If you think that, everyone knows, you make a hole in something. If you make a big hole, then if you, I pour into a pot with a hole, it's a big hole, it'll just keep going out the hole. If it's a small hole, it'll slowly drain out the hole, but you'll have a little pool there. The Ramah here is dealing with the new mitzvah, the shot, the run, the portion tell us. A clean the new cup, right? This is in a clean with the hole. It's in a clean the new cup, but the hole is not really so, the hole is not really big enough. The hole doesn't really do the trick. And it doesn't drain fast enough. Let's say the hole gets stopped up. Remember all those heuristics we had? You should put swigs on the hole, and you shouldn't put the hole near the ground. You know. So let's say it didn't do all those heuristics, and the hole got stopped up a little, and it's draining slowly. So it's draining, but slowly, and there's a pool of salty blood. What's the din then? If a piece is in this pool of salty blood. Because it's sort of like a piece of human milk, where it's polished and it's here, and it's stuck. But it's not really still stuck, the blood is moving downwards. So what do we do here? So our mom says, Shara, within the first, if meat falls in here, within the first 18 minutes, if meat falls in here within the first 18 minutes, let's just calculate this in two things. One is we have a good clean anukta, and there's no bread at all. There's just like salt in pieces, and a piece falls in. What is in there? If a piece that is still emitting falls into this bucket, the piece is still emitting. What? It's fine. I part of the little volley, I part of the blood, I need to pull it down, you pull it down the other side. What if you have a clean shame of the cook? And a piece fell into that juice, then it would be usher in just the time it takes to boil water. But what about the in-between juice? The piece falls in to a clean that's in the middle. It's manuka, but it's not draining fast enough. So then the Ramah says it depends. If the piece is still in the first 18 minutes, it's still being fully done, then okay, you can stick it up to 24 hours. So if it fell in, it's still being fully done, it's still on the end place. And if it has a big place up, it's not going to be fully up. Ah, show us your belief coming up with here, but if it already passed 18 minutes and then fell in, some people say it's usher, even though it's still within 12 hours. Because if it's only being totally clear, then maybe it will absorb the stuff. But the Kalmah Pesach has to go to Mishlahat to go called Gamzek or Mahat, but it's 0-9 until Shemus Rishon. But, halakhly, he makes a pshara. He says, if the black piece is within 18 minutes, then it's okay. One of them is there for 24 hours, it's okay, which is all that can happen. But if that black piece has already been dissolving from 18 minutes to 12 hours, then it's only mutter from mutter on half the double. Because since this is an in-between case, that we're not sure what to make of, we're showing our suffix to sort of like this human, sort of like being cooked, sort of like being published, sort of not like being published. So therefore we say, if it's going in now, then it has a big place that it won't be bullet. But if it's only been fear, which is not quite as strong, then it won't be bullet. Talk about next to God, what we can be making. And just let me finish this. If we're making, what we're going to do, you go, you rinse off the surface a little, and then you salt it, and you'll be fine. Clean enough with the front structure, at least, but either way, yasur, yadikenu, yasur, begin, listen, you. Me, both blood, the question will tear shards again. Just he throws in some details here. He says, when we're making, either if it falls in, while still being fully done for Mako. Or if it falls in, they have to go within 12 hours for Mako. But still, you should rinse off some of the dam that's on the surface and resolve it. But if you don't, it's still okay. People might, but this is, it's only salty dam brine, it's not dam the end. So if you have that, you know, it's okay to begin to do salting, but preferably you should wipe it off a little and then resolve it. Okay, any questions?
Go ahead and solve this question.
I had meat that was previously salted, and I put it with salty meat, and that just becomes totally trained. So that meat becomes totally trained, then for Ashkenazim, it would become Kanaan. And if I salt that meat to Kanaan, it would trade up that other meat.
Yeah, it would trade up that other meat. Even though, maybe because they call Makam Shaina Yisr Yako, well, it's not so kosher to trade up the other meat. Because we might say, Kal Makam Shaina Yisr Yako Lele, Shaina Nasir Yako Less. Meaning, why is this shape? Because it absorbs blood. And this shape is absorbed blood that you can't get out anymore. But even if something comes out, it might not absorb the piece. Because still, the dog can't do it that other piece. It might not absorb the
piece.
So the assumption is this piece did absorb down. It just can still get it out. This piece in the middle is salty, so it actually has salt on it. Because this has got a lot of dam on the surface and it fell in, so the chassidim should get rid of what's on the surface. No, the yam will always be on the surface. Because the dam that's on the surface is still mixed with salt, so it's not really going to be a problem. It's not like Sama Pest and Adam, if you salt that stuff up, Rishona, when there's not the egg. So that I knew you would say that, and that's what the that's the tasha of the shaka of himself. I was talking about the test, and he wants to say either that since there's a lash on the surface, then the water doesn't penetrate, it doesn't stop the leaka, or here we're only talking about how they feel about the footprints. So he wants to be mechada. But you're right, it's the kasha, and it might be to disagree with him. But Allah might be not. And you see, this case is different because if there's a lot on the surface, and you do a quick hadacha, or even if you do a slow hadacha, perhaps the hadacha won't so say the next day hadacha in his lashon. But that's a very good hadacha.
Just to finish up this tip, the Masechta Brachot adds the whole general ma'ariv ella, very important halacha, the serious use for a tail. What do I also do with our test?
All of these halachas, remember I said all these kulas only apply to dam and not to like trade paste? Well, there's another restriction. All these tools only apply to fear, which is salty dam that's coming out of something. Have a dam be'en shenafal avatar. If dam be'en falls on meat that's in the middle of salting, then she tokes your lichasa, the kosher for a tear, and for the kapsa and sadi alaf, nes or avatar. We got me dam be'en, nor me than I didn't turn to the lobolo, nor to the lobolo, nor to the lobolo. We don't have any of these tools by dam be'en. By dam be'en, we don't say kulas. By dam be'en, we don't say any kulas, there's no kibbol or kapol, so there's no ayin tzar, there's no bali. Those are only for dam that's in fear, that salty, bloody brine. But dam be'en, if I just take a cup of blood and pour it on salty meat, that will get absorbed and will make a tree forever. There's no kulas. This is actually hazard for us. This is the very beginning of the Sama Pest, right? If I don't rinse the busser at all and I just salt it, it'll be no offer, so the dam be'en that's on it will get in and not come out. So that's exactly what we're saying here. Dam be'en, if I pour a cup of dam be'en on something, that's a different story. Then there's no kulas. No, it doesn't apply to dam be'en. I can put this with a bowl of dam shows here. But none of these kulas apply to a dam be'en. Just like they don't apply to trees here, they only apply to dam that's in salty here. That's the only case these kulas apply. What you need back to do with Thomas Peck? No. I said two. Before dam be'en is a problem. And likewise, if you salt meat without washing it first, that's a problem. It's because dam be'en al-fah is one of those three reasons that we saw there. The Hadas Serena goes, so now we conclude. That's very important. There are two exceptions for these two. I mean, not two exceptions. All these tools only apply to steer shell dam. They don't apply to dam be'en and they don't apply to steer shell various kinds of traces. Only very specifically the dam that came out through salt. Well, we don't rely on dam shell shell at all, we ask an answer. But if we did rely on it, then that I would bet that even if we, I mean, I'm not sure, because our boss doesn't need to comment on that, but even if we did rely on it, it might not be true about that the end. Yeah. But I couldn't promise it. It's a different kind of dam, but it's dam in zero as opposed to dam in n. Again, I can't explain the science behind it, but maybe someone else could, maybe more science. Bahad Asrino, so, we conclude. Kishinofa with seer, Hangzaki Mashavitoka seer. When we say meat that falls into seer is also, that's only the part that's in the seer. Abo Mashavitoka, I'm not sure, but it was above the seer as much. What is he referring to here? Do you remember, how about Paskin? Is the part that's sitting out of the seer mutter or usher? What's our Paskin in the last sentence? Usher. So why here is Paskin mutter? He's talking about two different cases.
When a meat is being salted and falls into the seer, then it's all usher, because it's purish and mukkum and mukkum. But here he's talking about meat that's not being salted and falls into the seer, either meat that was never salted or previously salted. If unsalted meat falls into the seer, then only the bottom part is going to be usher, not the top part.
Why is the rule that Dam is not about pay out the mama? Dam can't go up only down. So again, why this case? Forget it, when it's one of the brain. Let's just say mama should fold in a pile of steer. Meat folds in a pile of steer. If this meat is in the middle of salting, then it's all trained. Why? Because the blood from here goes to here and it appears in muckle and muckle. But if this meat is not salting, then only the bottom is trained. Because the Dam absorbs into the bottom, but Dam can't travel up, so it doesn't go into the top. But within the seer, it becomes usher right away. But in the seer, it becomes usher right away immediately. Which is a good question. We won't get into exactly that as well. Basar should not be the seer, shalakarka, and I ask, what if there's not in technically? What if there's seer on the ground? Salt on the ground, there's a big pool of blood on the ground. Even if you like the seer, but in the victory. Ground is the equivalent of a clue. Meaning, even a machine in a top. So we assume the ground is hard and it doesn't necessarily hold it. Both are showing that the machine in the nether. If you saw piece A, the machine in the nether, then it becomes also. Then piece B touches piece A. What is the piece B? Then first I saw piece A and a machine in the nether and make it also. Then I take it out from my table. And then piece B touches it. So D notes even under the seer. It's as if it touched seer of down, it's as if it touched its bloody rind. So the piece that became usher is considered like down because it's full of down. Then he ends with something seer, something mayim usher. What if you have something you're not sure if it's seer or mayim? Then that's usher. Why? If seer drabbanim, stay from the hot tail. The isser, what do you mean by seer? You mean seer of blood. You're not sure if a piece of meat fell into something. You're not sure if it's seer or water. Right? You have two buckets. One bucket full of seer, one bucket full of water, and it fell into one of the buckets, and you don't know which. So what's it in? It's mutter. Because the isser of seer is only drop bottom. Why is the isser of seer only drop bottom? It has blood in it. Why is the isser of seer only drop bottom? Because it's not shemoto. Right? How does seer come out? Only if you sold the blood. Not to multiple double drop on them. But if there was a bucket of straight seer, a port seer, and a bucket of water, and you weren't sure, then it would be us. That's a shasha. Alright. Although, if there was a bucket of catfish seer, and a bucket of water would be mother, because seer dug in is only drop on them. Which is, we mentioned before. The last thing is that seer will work in mind if you mix seer and water. Be lo hayin mayim blood, even the water is only a little, lo chashid yogur feyach, it's not considered hot anymore. Ve'eino aseret, it cools it off, not in terms of temperature-wise, but it takes away the saltiness, and it doesn't hotter anything. It's not a problem at all, just considered a cold liquid. What exactly needs to be the ratio? If you have seer and water, when do we say the water cools off the seer? Second, there's a focus here. The shot wants to say, you still need a little more water than zero. You don't need much shishim or 10 or 20 minutes. You just need a little more water than zero. You still have to have more water than zero for it to be possible to thaw. Maybe you put some on the brunt or argues, no, maybe even a little water can be possible to thaw. So it's not clear how much you need, but clearly not much if you think about it. And in fact, it's in the final test when it was just a piece that was already salted, there was a little squat on the top, so any other water would be enough to be possible to thaw. Wouldn't it be a matcha coffee to zero?
Then the Shach says you need at least a bucket and a drop of water to be fatuit. And the Rabbi Yehuda Eger says, oh, no, here's your judgment. Okay, but nonetheless, we do have this principle that water can be fatuit here. I think that's it for Siman Ayin. There's no other questions. Meaning we said even if there's only a little water, if you don't do the hadafa afterward, then even putting a little water, why is it okay?
Yeah,
and it's not, I mean... So the chor of the shot is that in that case, where you didn't have a tremendous amount of steer, you just had a little, you didn't have a bucket of steer, there was just some schmutz on the edges of the piece. So there, even however much water is in the bucket is going to be enough to take care of that. Over here, they come down, what if you have mamash a cup of steer? Then, you're going to argue how much water you need to involve in a cup of steer. But there, where there wasn't any, like, cup of steer, there's no little steer on the piece, right? You picked up the piece, and that's schmuck of steer on it. For that, is even a little more is good enough, because there's not really significant steer there. Here we're talking, what if there's significant steer? What if you have a bucket of steer? Then, you're going to argue how much water you need to move on. I think that makes sense. Okay, we'll quickly look at Siman Ayin Aleph. Then we'll leave a roast of the fine Moloch. A roast, Koko, the Shnayim, Volk, the Yodbat, the Tzad Sim. Apparently, the Mechaber doesn't think that's made for him. It's just a myth that I'm more important for the Mechaber. So what's the best way to salt the roast? The roast is a little tricky because there's a skull. And the skull is going to look like a cliche in a window. Right? The skull can, like, catch the dam in the skull. It won't come out. It'll just pool in the skull. So therefore, he said the best way to do it is to look for is to cut it in half. Then you salt the inside half. And then you go back and salt the outside part on the hair is not a half. Hair does not stop the power of the lichah. So really you can go like the whole thing on the hair. The hair is not lopsided. The salt goes straight through the hair. But preferably, because it's such a round, we'll see another reason also, it's such a round skull, and you don't want the job to like just be part of the bowl of the skull. Therefore, if you cut the roast in half, you are better off. Although we'll see that the ikra didn't, you can get away with less. What? It's extra, we'll see later that, well, a little complicated, that really the dam can go through both. Really the dam goes through both. Hello. Dam can go through both. We can't go through metal, it can go through both. So it could be that over here we're just, we'll see that maybe we're more happy because at least we're Spartan. Myth and a mouth, even though dam can really go through both. But, lechatchila, lechatchila, it's better to cut it in half. Oh, what if you cut it in half and put it exactly the wrong way? Well, of course the answer is don't put it exactly the wrong way. Yeah, of course the answer is don't put it exactly the wrong way. When you cut it in half, obviously, you'll leave it, you know, sideways or with the cut downwards, so it won't pool in these skulls. Yeah. They have to find the hatchet on the ass, the hooves, you should cut them a little on the bottom of the lamp and salt. And they have to cut them with the cut part downwards. You can also salt on the hair, no problem. Because the hooves, where we pray, the hooves are also like, maybe they'll stop the dam, like also like a cliche in a nook. How do hooves work? They're also like this, and like the flesh is going into it, and the hooves are a little like this. There's a little hollow inside. So we're afraid the dam will get caught there, so we cut the bottom, put that cut down, and hold the dam in right now, and then it's all done and okay. Yemel ha'prom shalomo kishbokhuzi. Is your word the chum shalamach in English? The membrane, thank you. The membrane of the brain, right? The membrane around the brain has chutin. Chutin are blood vessels that it's hard to get the blood out of. really stuff that was not chesed, we'll throw it in when you have a chest. It has chut in these blood vessels that it's hard to get the blood out. About more afterwards for dami, besides that, the brain has no special, like, big blood vessels, like the moa. If you actually look at that membrane, I think these pictures always show the little red and blue lines here. You know, it has these very visible chut in, which are hard to get the dami out of. And even besides that, the brain, which has no special things, but like all flesh, it has little capillaries, it has blood, like all these have blood. The aim of the dome is the rosh. And if you just salt the head on the outside, that won't be good enough. The bishop ethem a rosh makipo, because the skull surrounds it. Only the part of it blocks it. Aim of the dome does it. And there's no place for the dome to get out. It's blocked by the skull. It's hard for the dome to get out. So what do we do? Therefore, whoever wants to salt the head should tear open the skull and take the brain out of the skull, from, and then should cure the membrane of the brain. And salt it. What if you don't want to do that? You want to keep the brain in the head of the skull. That way, you can go after the negative from. What you should just do is make a hole in the skull and in the membrane together. Like, not hole the skull here, and then, like, reach your knife around and from the inside, and that hole in the skull straight through the membrane all the way through. You should make a hole in the skull where the membrane is and go straight through the membrane. The inlet being in the next class, and much of it looks different. And you should then salt it with that hole downward, the hole upwards. It's not going to help you so much, the hole downwards. And that's good. Then the salting is totally kosher. You can cook it afterwards. So, and like the Machaber thing, you could remove the whole thing, or if you don't want to remove the whole thing, then just make a hole and put the hole downwards. And the Machaber gave another option. A little more than the most perfect, not just take a hole, but to cover the neck. You take the whole head, you cover the salt on all sides. The big bowl of salt. That's the first shot point that I said. None of this is about thinking that salt can't get through the skull. Right? Salt can get through the skull. The power of salt gets through hair, it gets through skull. Gets through hooves, it gets through everything. The only problem is we just don't want to trap the blood inside. But the salt can get through anything. Again, I don't know how it does it, but that's because I'm not a chemist. But I am the elkum samachet kid to know the machila. Look at the samachet, how we're knowing the machila. Instead of samachet, we have the rule of three of a head. And over there, the Ramah says what the Minik Ashkenaz is machila. And it turns out the Minik Ashkenaz machila is, the shachim is down here, I think, to come above, lower, to shun the dal, or go as far as the machila. What's the Minik Ashkenaz machila? Knowing in the Tom of all Kanon, the Yizom, as we totally remove like that thing that the Machaber said is an option, the Minik Ashkenaz require it both for Kli and for Levi, but no matter what, we require you to take the brain out of the skull. Not only that, the lock goes like the will of Chesed and Aaron, and to cut the skull in a cross fashion. Shaozma Tzadik from Hayden, because that will cut the membrane very well, and we have to cut the membrane so that all the blood flow out of the veins in the membrane, and we take the skull out, and we cut the membrane crosswise, and we're okay.
Who says you're cutting the skull in half?
No, I'm saying, in the comment of Khalid, he says you can cut the skull in half, right?
Ah, okay, but I think Ramah is saying that if you take the brain out, you don't have to cut the whole skull in half. You just have to make a cross in it.
Is he holding on
the Khalid? No, the Khalid is only making a suggestion. It's only meant to be a book. That's the first shot says, and the first Grub says, Mishum from Moab, Kimosh Yosef said, Gilmah, like, oh, they know who is it? The Mekiva Sami, only Mitzvah and Mokhtar. The Mitzvah and Mokhtar, the Machaber says, cut it in half.
If you do that, then you shouldn't have to do what he says in the Tefillah.
You're saying, if you cut it in half, then you shouldn't have to do what he says in the Tefillah.
Yeah, one or the other.
If you cut it in half, then it's really cut really well.
And you're putting it just upside up anyway, so then you don't have to.
Extra. The what if you did everything wrong? Forget about the Lechasim. You totally salted the head without making even a hole in it. Then then the brain and the membrane are both usher because the blood gets caught in the skull and doesn't escape, and we know if something's salting and it becomes usher. But the outside of the head, meaning what's outside the skull is usher. Because the whole problem is if the blood gets trapped by the skull, then it's not going to usher what's on the outside of the skull, like the scalp. The scalp is full mutter. So the mutter shot. If the blood came out of the scalp, then it's regular salt. It goes all the way out. If it's trapped in the skull, then it didn't hit the scalp. Even if it's the skull.
Okay, but now,
any blood that got out of the skull is no problem, because it's not trapped.
I'm not on the inside of the skull.
No, everything inside the skull is also. That's the brain and the membrane. Only what's outside of the skull is also.
I mean the inner cleaver of the skull.
Oh, yeah, but you can't eat a skull anyway. You can't eat a skull. So, the culture is on the street. And for sure, if you salt the head with a big pile of meat, the rest of the meat is mutter. Because again, whatever Don came out is fine. It's only Don that got trapped in the problem. So, whatever Don hit the other mutter is fine. Hakulis sharasam shishba moa. The coolest is like the main leg bone and all the other marrow bones, right? You know marrow bones. There's a big hole full of good stuff inside. Shrik and Malisha, you need to salt them. Why? Because you're going to eat them and you can eat the marrow inside. So, that marrow needs to be salted. I mean, marrow also has dominance. Even though it's inside the bone, it's still dominant, so you need to salt it. And we'll just add the mold of Moshe, the main source of the acid. But salting the bone gets the dam out of the marrow, and you don't need to make a hole in it. Unlike the skull, where you did need to make a hole in it, and you need to go further than that, but you at least need to make a hole in it. In marrow bones, you don't need to make a hole in it. And we assume the dam will go straight through the bone. Why is there such a difference? So the Shach explains because the marrow has no big veins or arteries. It just has regular capillaries of blood. That blood will go out, it can penetrate through the bone and come out. But the crucial moas, the membrane around the brain, has these arteries or veins or whatever they are that have like a lot of dam in them. And that has so much dam, almost like down the head, it has like blood flowing through the blood vessels there in a visible form, that we can't trust that it'll penetrate through a bone and you have to make a hole in the skull. So there's a difference between a skull and a marrow bone. Meal the kachilu, you can share basar, like the vat, you can be ebed, shark. You look at kachilu, you have a minute, if you're only salting bones, you shouldn't put them with other meat. Because maybe like the bones won't be so tolerant and they could absorb something. Bones don't have so much stuff. No, that's just like Achila. You shouldn't put a pile of bones in a pile of meat. But it's perfectly fine to do like a whole piece of animal with the bone and everything. So, just the idea. And bones, like, don't call them next to me. Keep bones and meat separate. Then I say, okay. Then we leave the leg over here. How leg is kind of done the soap of Shashita. The leg has a chumrah and a kula. The Gemara tells us. This is basically the Mishnah in the eighth paragraph Kulin, but with the lathe is a chumrah and a kula, explained in various places in Shas, Priscus, also dealt with the stuffing. What's the chumrah of the lathe? Well, everyone should ask the chumrah of the lathe. What's in the lathe? A lot of dust, right? Now, the blood gathers in it at the time of speech, and when you kill an animal, its heart fills with blood. Somehow, the reaction to killing an animal that gets a lot of blood in its heart. I mean, you always have a lot of blood in its heart, but especially and during death, blood collects in the heart. Again, I don't know why, but a doctor could tell. The feet of start the coracle of legal dumb. Therefore, this down to N in the leg. Malika doesn't get rid of down to N. Right? If I take I take a piece of meat and I pour blood in it, pour a cup of blood in it, Malika's not gonna get rid of that. Malika gets rid of the dominance in the capillaries in the meat. Let me get rid of down to N. So therefore, what do I have to do? I have to first tear the heart. I have to cut the heart open, pour out the down to N, and then I should salt it. But before I salt it, I have to get rid of the down to N. Because we know, salting. What happens if you salt something with Dhamma N, what we just learned? In both the night, five, ten, and seven, nine. So you salt something with Dhamma N, it becomes also. That's bad news. It's not even any ideas, anything. So, therefore, you have to tear it, get rid of the Dhamma N. And then you could salt it. But all of the are people of Bashlo. And then, well, first let's read the Makkah and skip the Rama. The Akharic and Bashlo. And then you could cook it. So all you have to do is cut it, get rid of the Dhamma N, and then it's normal salt and cough, Shalom Yisrael. The Rama says, however, the all of the are people of Bashlo. One day, and then you can cook it. The Yesh Machmir and the Bashlo are salt. So, but some people are Machmir entirely in the lathe. Some people are Machmir, you can't cook a lathe at all. There's no way to catch a lathe for cooking. The only thing you can do with a lathe is sleep. Where do they get this chomer from? It's in the forest of the Gemara. A lathe, your korea, and your salt, and then you can cook. Where do they get this chomer? There is no salting for it. There is no salting a lathe to catch for cooking. It's impossible to cook lathe. Where do they get this chomer from? So that seems to be a zera of the later generations. The Taz explains there a time, Shemi Bashlo Shakli. Well, the Taz just explains it more specifically. A gzeira that if you let you cook it with tearing it open, you might come to make a mistake and cook it without tearing it open. And therefore, if a gzeira lets you forget to do the kriya, that you're not allowed to cook lathe at all. Okay, and this is controversial because of the Kimosha, obviously, too, but the Blasha, the Licha, the Khan, Kaka, the Shah, the Hugs, the Shane, there's a Matalo cloak only. This is not only not Matalo, but okay, greedy, it's also not Matalo. Not even the Omen. Something's not shot and not the Omen. They're very controversial to read a pot, not the Pasha. Yeah, they're not here, here, but they're in the data that you can't cope with lathe at all, even though a lot of their opponents seem to say that that we don't have to hold like this data. I mean, the shop just says, oh, well, if the minute you're mocking the Oscar, that's fine, but otherwise you don't have an Oscar. This is a separate issue, which is that a lot of people don't eat hard to the cultural shift. That's the second issue.
You don't read the Rambam on straight
from the Rambam? What? Rambam. Right. Right. What did the Rambam say? Right. Sorry, I get it. The Rambam doesn't say you can't cook it. If you wrote the first thing, you can cook it. Right. If you wrote the first thing, you can cook it, just like we learned at the very end of the Sama text. You're allowed to roast it and then cook. So if you roast it and then cook it, you're okay. But you shouldn't salt it and cook it, lest you forget to do the kriya. So roasting you still have to the roasting we have to solve the cut it, that's my focus we showed. So therefore if you roast and cut, then okay, not everyone agrees they'll do anything for roasting. So then we're so mad that we don't make you favor. Because even if you did roast it and cook it without tearing it, it would only be about focus, it would still be wrong for us. So we don't make a mistake. Maybe your Mr. Shai can even get up one of the eggs. I can find those more, please, more powerful than the leech, that's for sure. Start a puzzle. So we'll see exactly all the details. We'll see in some ways, please, more powerful than the leech. So that's the, some are machmir, that you can't salt it and cook it at all, you have to roast it, and then if you want to cook it, you can cook it. Just like a liver, once you roast something, then you can cook it. Multiple pro, what if you salted it without, that's the chumra of the lathe. You have to, before ready to get up and amen. Here comes the cool. Multiple pro, if you salted it and neglected to tear it open first, koro, achar, nalikoso, umutur. You can just tear it open after the leaf and pour out the dam and you're still okay. Did the evidence salted it with the dam to any sign? It's not awesome. Why? I'll push it over. It was salted with dam. The kabolo kapol, no. Because of kabolo kapol. So whatever dam went in, went out. No problem. That was strange about this. What do you mean kabolo kapol? Didn't we already say there's no kabolo kapol for dam to end? Right? So what do you mean kabolo kapol? We don't hold it away for dam to end. What's going on here? So no problem. The Nosei Caleb explained that the shot said the Avagabo got down to end bowl, maybe the bowl of Kapo, etc. that instead of shiny gabi leg, that's an important principle when it comes to that basic principle.
When it comes to the leg is shia below the leg.
Shia, it's smooth and it's not porous. The leg is not porous. The tissue of the leg, whatever kind of muscle it's made out of, is not so porous. And therefore, it doesn't absorb so much. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't absorb at all. What it means is it so in porous, whatever the word is, it's so smooth and not porous, then it absorbs so little when it comes right out. You can say Kabbalah got pulso only by a leg. By a leg, we can say Kabbalah got pulso even by the down to end, because it's so smooth that it hardly absorbs anything. And that little that it hardly absorbs comes out. That's the special school of leg. The who I did slow mo pro, same applies if you roast it and you didn't tear it open. First, we passed in like my daughter, they have to tear it open for roasting as well. So, Coral asks, we also do most of that. Just after you roast it, you tear it open and pour out the dumb end and it's okay. About a bit slow mo pro, sir, I changed the shishi kayo label, it didn't come up yet. This is all if you just salt it or roast it. You salt it without roast it or roast it without kriya, even though it's dumb end. This is shia, we say whatever came in went out, Kabbalah kapoto, and it's no problem. However, if you cook it without pouring out the damba in, then you can't say that Kabbalah kapoto or shia by cooking is super absorbent. Therefore, it becomes usur, and your whole pot becomes usur unless it's 60 times the size of the lathe. Why can it be 60 times the size of the lathe, not just 60 times the size of the dam? Say, lo yadina kamen dafikune, we don't know how much damba is in there. That's a lot of people have a lot to say about this, we won't get into this portion. A lot to say about this, but we won't go into it now. Then, Rama adds, Ba'fil v'dika shishin ha'lev asmo asr. Even if the pot is 60 times the lev itself is, the lev itself is still asr. So, even if, let's say, you put this lev with the dam inside from the cholent, and the cholent is 100 times the lev, still to throw out the whole lev. Then it's too late to be korei and matir. After bishop, it's too late to be korei and matir. You have to throw out the whole lev. And pashas, the reason this is because after you cook it, the dam ben gets really stuck in it, and it can't get it out anymore. Even if you take off the big klipa around the lev, whatever's touching the lev. And it's not Bolev. We just said the lathe is Shia and it's not Bolev. The lathe itself, if you salt it with its own dam, it's not going to be awesome. What about if you salt the lathe with the dam inside with other meat? Right? The lathe is on a pile of meat. So the lathe, the anachat, will be whatever goes into the lathe will come out with it very smooth. What about the other meat that's with it? Do we say that the dam will get absorbed into the other meat? Or do we say, no, the dam that comes out of this lathe is really, it's just dam plate, it's just dam that would be, it has the status of dam emitted by salt, where we say, I use the valley, and I pull down the pull down the alamo. So then he brings him up to what about. Can we make a mistake of Olokap Bolter, I use turn this valley, if this dam is ripped onto other pieces of meat? So one day it says that all the other pieces of meat are upstairs. This is dam the end, it fell on me, then option. The other day it says, no, the minhag is lahakel, that we say this is no worse than regular dam. We say, certainly, we say this is no worse than regular dam, this is no worse than regular dam that comes out from salting, and it won't trade off the other pieces, just like if I salt, one piece of meat and another piece of meat, the dam won't win an answer. Likewise, the lathe, even with the dam inside, on the other piece of meat, will not answer. The toll losses the Yesh Matmir lift will stop most of the double, and some people are Matmir too, take up just a leaf up, whenever it's touching the laser, leaf on the toll losses the frame, lift will stop some laser on the cold water. And it's proper to be Matmir and just take up a big leaf around the lathe and it'll be much. Why? Now we have two things to be sold on. A, maybe the dam that the salt draws out of the lake is not like dam ben, it's just like dam drawn out by salt. Maybe it's not like dam ben, maybe it's just like dam that the salt got out, and therefore it won't answer the other pieces. And even if it did answer the other pieces, maybe it'll only ask them to take klipa. After all, Malicha only answers today klipa. And even if we ask an Adam, we say Malicha asks the whole thing, okay. So then we don't have to be so firm. In this case, the physical two things we summon on, A, Malicha only asks today klipa, and B, that maybe the dam that the salt gets out of the lake is not really considered dam be'en anymore because it's just considered dam drawn out by salt, so we can be maybe. There's no difference in the lathe itself and the other meat, and there's no difference between if the lathe is open or closed, meaning if you cut it open or left it closed. The nogin lachatila, lachtov erlos lathe, lachtov gimish besnime, no, of course, you're the lachatila. We have to cut a certain part of the erlos lathe and all the little tendons inside the lathe. That's just a plumra, the alma, it's not made from it. Then, Gimel says, very important. What if I did everything wrong? I cut the whole chicken, perfect, and I salted it with the heart inside. And I cooked it with the heart inside, and I did everything wrong. I'm still okay, because it's a principle. Hearts of chickens are small, and every chicken, or turkey, or bird, is 60 times the size of its heart. They have very small hearts. So for the evet, even if I did everything wrong, and left all the blood in the heart, and salted it, and cooked it, or whatever I did, I'm still okay because it's both the shishim and the whole chicken. And the Ramah says, "Hol odius for shishim afilu ainbo rosh rishlaimat atzonis." Even if you cut off the head, you cut off the bottom feet, the bottom of the feet, not the whole leg, the whole feet, but the bottom feet. Yidir shenoy mosir dain adar kubat atzonis, like the minute you told the bottom knee, it's still 60 times as hard and it's okay. L'chein ol shalom atzon water. As long as it's a whole chicken and you cook it as whole water, if ain shalom, what if you only cook part of the chicken, which is not 60? The leg of the chicken is okay. The part of the chicken you cook with the lathe, with the blood inside, is not 60. You make lathe a double for oak. Yeshom is a matika, not the veil. Then we say kanan, and we the shishim is there and they call it oak. Then, since the oak is not 60 times the heart, but it's double to the heart, the whole oak becomes kanan, and your whole shom is also less than 60 times the oak. The chen no again. But feel like the shishim is there, oak was. And even if the kdera is 60 times the oak stays also forever because it's kanan. Whole thing will shishim and go lathe a double for oak. May not leave the oak, it starts off feeling about the lip shisha, but if the heart is floating free and not attached to the oak, then the whole theory counts for 60 about the heart wall, the aim of the hamish is shisha may be very important. Even though all birds are 60 times delayed, all animals are not 60 times delayed. Now, this is, even though really animals often are 60 times the size they're laid, but when we cook an animal, we take off like the hands, the legs, and all the parts. By the time you take off all the parts in the normal way to cook an animal, you trade around to get a nusha and everything. By the time you get around to cooking an animal, it's generally not 60 times the heart. So if I didn't tear open the heart and it's still a diamond here, the whole animal is going to be traded, no question. Salad, array, and the pizza, you don't have to have the lungs open because they don't have such blood in them. I'll log with the car on the top, I can look just like it's all swollen and go. In a minute, cut it open and open up the big, whatever you call this chain. But, bronchial tube, that's a nice minute. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, with Simon Ayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet, and